And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 21st of April, 2013. It was on this day in 1910, Mark Twain died, just as he had predicted the year before, when he said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835, it is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." And he did. He died a day after the comet's closest approach to Earth. William Faulkner called him the father of American literature. Huckleberry Finn, a frequently banned book in America because of its use of the controversial N-word, the racial epithet, which in a new version recently came out, has been replaced with the word slave. It's the birthday of the naturalist John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838. His father believed in Bible study, and so the boy was made to memorize a great deal of the Bible. They moved to this country, settled on a farm near Portage, Wisconsin. John Muir went to the University of Wisconsin, took all sorts of courses, took a job as a sawyer in a wagon wheel factory, and the next year a tool slipped, hit him in the eye. He was nearly blinded. He had to remain in a darkened room for 6 weeks until the eye could heal. And when he got out of the darkened room, he had an idea about the purpose of his life. He set off on a long hike. He went down to Florida, then off to California. 1868, John Muir visited Yosemite, and he was overwhelmed with a kind of religious ecstasy. He wrote, "We are now in the mountains, and they are in us." He lived in Yosemite for 4 years in a cabin on Yosemite Creek. He carried all his goods in on his back. He sat around his campfire, and he read Ralph Waldo Emerson. It was the writing of John Muir that led to the creation of Yosemite National Park, and also Sequoia and Mount Rainier and Grand Canyon National Parks. It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton in Yorkshire, England, 1816, the third of six children. The family moved to Haworth in 1820. Her father was a minister there. When Charlotte was 10 years old, her younger brother, Branwell, got a box of wooden soldiers from their father, and Charlotte and her sisters started using the soldiers to populate imaginary kingdoms known as Angria and Gondal, about which they wrote and acted out detailed narratives. She and her two older sisters were sent off to a boarding school, which was pretty horrible. Her older sisters contracted tuberculosis. They were sent home. They died. She drew heavily on that boarding school experience to write her most famous novel, Jane Eyre, which was published in 1847, a plain, penniless, orphan governess who falls in love with her troubled employer, who is also married. Here's a poem for today by Alice Oswald, Wedding. From time to time our love is like a sail, and when the sail begins to alternate from tack to tack, it's like a swallow tail, and when the swallow flies, it's like a coat, and if the coat is yours, it has a tear like a wide mouth, and when the mouth begins to draw the wind, it's like a trumpeter. And when the trumpet blows, it blows like millions. And this, my love, when millions come and go beyond the need of us, is like a trick. And when the trick begins, it's like a toe tiptoeing on a rope, which is like luck. And when the luck begins, it's like a wedding, which is like love, which is like everything. Poem by Alice Oswald, Wedding, from The Thing in the Gapstone Style, published by Oxford University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.